This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, your host for this K-State Podcast. All things K-State coming at you on this Monday evening ahead, just ahead of the Bills and Bengals on this Monday night, January 2nd, 2023. This is the postcast edition. Let's get right on into it with women's basketball, which played back on New Year's Eve afternoon. And boy, talk about getting your ass kicked there down in Austin, Texas. Again, hands it to K-State in a whopping 87-41 game. Never seemed like this team was in the game. they left their game in Bramlage. It just seemed like they're this women's team who came in, obviously, at 11-2 after finishing their non-con, actually, at 11-2 coming into this game. Had a bigger loss to deal with than that. Gabby Gregory did not play in this game. All I know is for now, from what I read anyways, that she suffered a lower leg injury. So that is not status uncertain for Wednesday night against Oklahoma State, which should be a winnable game there as well. But yeah, K-State only shooting, this is not going to cut it. 23% in the first half, and they fell way behind the eight ball. It seems, even last year against Texas, it seemed like they fall behind the eight ball, and particularly really in the regular season. This is so similar to the game last year in Austin. They were, K-State was never really in the ball game for whatever reason, so I don't know. I mean, for what I understand, you're playing away from home, but it's another thing to get left out in the dust, and that's what Texas did on Saturday afternoon there as well. Rory Harmon for Texas, 15 points, 13 assists, double-double, add on 8 rebounds there for Texas in that ball game there. Only 6 of 26 there. And then, of course, K-State, again, you can't turn the ball over 11 times alone in the first quarter. That's definitely not going to happen there. Nothing really much positive to talk about. I know Jeff Mini talked about a little bit in his opening statement, his pressure that, you know, he did see some good out of the deal. But look, overall, this stunk. This is not good. Kind of similar to the football team, right? Yeah, and they're playing Alabama, which, again, you know, whatever you want to categorize it, put it in a special category. You know, they're the SEC powerhouse. They're playing Alabama with all these great athletes and whatnot. K-State played with them for a first half, and then wheels fell off. Here, the women's team, they were never in a ball game to begin with here. If I look at the box score to my other computer real quick, only person in double digits, Jalen Grillen, as I said earlier in one of the preview shows before this game, said you needed a decent game from Jalen Glenn. She got 10 points, 9 rebounds, 1 short of a double-double. Only 4-13 from the field, 1-7 from downtown there as well. You're wondering where Serena Sundell, only 5 points in this game and 1 rebound, and really hamburger with foul trouble in this game. Sundell, is it me or Serena's production kind of tapered off a little bit here so far here in, well, you could include 2022 into 23 that we're in now. She's been averaging maybe 7.5 a game the last, what, handful of games for her. So since the Iowa upset where she went off, she had 24 points in that game, Serena Sundell did. She's only probably highest total, maybe 8 in one of those games, not mistaken. But yeah, if Gabby Gregory is out for some time, which, again, I don't know her I don't know her status at this moment in time as we're recording this podcast, but you got to get production out of really all three of your trio sophomores. Bradley Glenn added 8-8-4 rebounds and assists there. She only was 3 of 12. Sundell backed her 1-7 from the field. So you got to wonder, is a sophomore the classic sophomore jinx? I have no idea. But yeah, they're going to need some help we talked about scoring in basketball. Is that the topic we're going to talk about again? This team, you don't have Ayoka Lee injured, out for the season. That's been well documented. And now Gabby, I think this is the second game she's missed this year due to some nagging injury. If I'm not mistaken, they're 0-2 when he's not on the floor starting the game. So that's a big miss, man. That's a big miss. That's an obvious miss. If you want to put it a kind of like a Deuce Vaughn category, where Deuce Vaughn's a lock for 100 yards rushing, whatever time he steps on the field for K-State again. Speaking of Deuce Vaughn, I don't know the status of Deuce Vaughn, whether he's going to come back or not. We will definitely find out, hopefully, within the time frame that we're sized to make that announcement there. But Gabby Gregory, a walking easy 20-plus. It probably would have not mattered anyways, given the fact that you just can't turn the ball over. You just can't turn the ball over. 28% from the field. K-State finished 28% from the field. Under 30% shooting from the field. And the ugly stat of 6% from downtown. That is definitely not going to win you some ball games there. So Jeff Mini Squad, they have to figure it out how to play better on the road. And I'm taking a tournament out of the equation. These little getaway tournaments that we've seen in the past, you got to play better on the road. That's just bottom line. Yes, it's tough. It's a tough conference in all college basketball, both men and women, right? We already know that. That's just no excuse to come out of the gates slow, or you're going to get your brakes beat. And that's what happened with Jeff Mini's team here in this game. That's Texas has now won, I believe, 4 in a row against K-State there. In this one. This one as well. And then another eyeballing note here before we kind of wrap this up here in our Pearl Project podcast postcast edition. K-State turned the ball over. I mentioned 11 turnovers in the first quarter, 24 turnovers in the entire game. K-State turned the ball over 24 times in this game, which probably led into easy buckets for Texas, which it's just not going to win you games. It's not going to win you games there at the end of the game. There, I know Jeff May talked about, had a little talk with his team afterwards. They got to turn around and get it together. They're coming back home to Bramlage, where hopefully things can turn around quickly. Because, again, the Big 12 conference play, now the season starts. And you already left this game on a bad, really bad note there. And now you're going to get an Oklahoma State team, which, again, you know, they're in the bottom of the barrel. Bottom of the barrel. In the Big 12, this is, I don't have the schedule pulled up right now. Again, me and Alex talked about it last year on this podcast. Looking at the K-State women's basketball schedule, it's not as, you know, everything is set up kind of okay for this team. Not like the men. The men, again, we'll talk about the men on the next postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Daily Eddie Greer here with you on this Monday night. But again, you got to win this game. You're at home, playing the front of the confines of your own building. You got to take care of business here. You got to come out with such urgency. Don't turn the ball over is the first thing, because that's easy points for the opposition. I don't care who you are. If you're a South Carolina, Iowa State, or K-State, or any other team, you just can't turn the ball over that many times expect to win a game like that. So, but yeah, 46 point loss for K-State on the road in the Big 12 conference opener in Austin against the Texas Longhorns, and 87-41 loss. K-State drops to 0-1 Big 12 play. And meanwhile, their overall record, K-State wins basketball, goes to 11-3. Oklahoma State also lost their conference game over the weekend. Oklahoma State actually is not too bad, actually, when you look at the overall record, 10-3. So K-State's ahead of Oklahoma State right now in the standings, but not where you want to be right now. So, but we'll see what happens Wednesday night. Next time Jeff Mini's team's on the court, will be on Wednesday night back here in Manhattan against Oklahoma State. And is it truly for a must-win? I'm not going to categorize that yet, but we definitely need a better showing from this team. And again, I'm going to wait and see what happens with Gabby Gregory there. If anything major comes out, you'll definitely hear about it on the Purple Project podcast. So we'll definitely know, but that's a huge loss there. Again, that's 20 points right plus right there that you lose. So somebody else has to step up, a couple individuals, and yeah, Serena Sundell definitely needs to play better. Definitely needs to play better, because since the Iowa game, Iowa upset, she's kind of, she's still not be consistent, but in the points, in the scoring category, has struggled with shooting the basketball. So they really need her to really kind of ratchet up a little bit now that we're in Big 12 play. They need her down the stretch here. If they're going to get things going in conference play. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. The Purple Project Podcast, flying in to 2023. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, you know what to do. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe. Tell your fellow K-State friends about this podcast. That's going to wrap it up on this edition, the postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily, Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition.